Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Tough Old Bird, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
There's a better home waiting in the sky. Oh, by and by, Lord, by and by. Oh, by and by, by.
You're listening to a live performance of Tough Old Bird, who is Nathan and Matthew Corrigan. Is there any interesting history to share about your town?
Well, it's funny. It's not Fillmore, but Rushford, New York, which is a town just down the road. We have a song called Rushford, New York, 1927, which is about the lake there, Rushford Lake, which was built that year. And there was a creek, Kenyadea Creek, that the Rochester Gas and Electric Company came down and built a dam on and flooded the valley, and the two towns, or two villages that were in the valley, got flooded out, remnants of which are still down there.
Say a prayer for the town down there, for the story in the water, you can hear it in the air. And brother, play a song for the souls long gone, for the story we've forgotten, has it been so long? It was 1927 when I saw Annabelle on the old stone steps where she bid farewell. She said the company's coming and they're building their dam. So goodbye to my love and goodbye. Annabelle's father hitched a wagon and rode, and I watched him disappear down the old main road. This valley is ours, said the company man, and that water's sure coming. Get out. My door. story we forgot, has it been so long?
Your town itself, though, is named after someone famous.
Millard Fillmore.
Actually, he was the groundskeeper on Parks and Recreation. And no, he was actually, what president was he? He was our 13th, 12th?
13th sounds
being
right,
from
I think.
Fillmore, we should know that, but I couldn't quite tell you.
Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
The story goes, I don't know if this is true, so don't put it on like Wikipedia or anything.
Don't like put it on the radio or anything.
But I guess in order for our town to get a post office, we had to name the town after the president. I don't know if that's
Millard
true.
Millard Fillmore was president at the time. Yeah.
So that's how that name came about. They had to name it after him to get a post office.
When you guys were in school, you were 2 years apart.
We're 5 years apart.
Oh, 5 years apart. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said. Okay, never mind. You're 5 years apart. So then you guys weren't buddies in school.
We saw each other in like the lunchroom and stuff. Well, yeah. He was always kind of like with his high school friends, and yeah. I was with my middle school friends. And then I was with my high school friends, and he was off with his college friends. So.
When you got older, he recognized your talent and said, hey, we ought to really get closer.
That's exactly how it happened.
I've been avoiding you for all these years.
Woman I love, I swear she knows just how to hurt me. First time I saw her, I said, Lord have mercy, I was trying to get to heaven. Oh, but things ain't looking good. When I'm buried in my grave, I'm gonna do just like I should. She's the tip of the iceberg, she's the captain's daughter. When I ask for gasoline, she just brings me water. I said I can't drink this stuff, babe. What are you trying to do to me? When I'm buried in my grave, baby, then you'll see. sidewalk, she's ringing the bell. She's her own worst enemy and mine as well. She said, mark my words, one day I'll have my fun. When I'm buried in my grave, there's gonna be some rolling done.
Nathan, you have pretty fond recollections of your high school career.
Yeah, I do. I wasn't involved in music in any way at that time. I didn't pick up guitar until I was like 25. For a small town, it was a really great school to go to. I probably didn't appreciate that at the time so much necessarily, because, you know, when you're in high school is kind of a drag. But I think about it now, and I count myself lucky to have gone there.
Was there ever a point in time when you wondered, is Allegheny County where you're going to live your whole life?
I'm sure there were definitely moments when that would have been a horrifying thought.
I mean, I'm really tied to Allegheny County. I really love it there. The land is beautiful, and there's a lot of good people.
I'm sure I won't spend my entire life there, but I can easily imagine myself going back there at any time.
Do the two of you imagine taking your music to some more urban areas? I mean, it's a great time for singer-songwriters and acoustic players.
Yeah, this year we've really been on the road a lot more than ever before. So we've been hitting a lot of cities in sort of the South and the Midwest.
We had a great, great time in this city called Rock Island, Illinois. Is that where it was? They just had a great venue where people went to listen to music every day. Such a cool experience to get to go to somewhere you've never been, they've never heard of you, and then have people listen and appreciate what you're doing is really cool.
The shore went by at night so silently. Where did it go? A man like me is hard to be around. Sometimes I know. Smell the smoke and feel the wheel paddling against the flow. barber said, good God, I've seen it all from behind this chair. Every kind of man you would hope to meet, they all sat right there. They used to line up one by one and wait for me to cut their hair. They all came and went, what do I care? Found what I had hidden deep inside, put it on display.
People ask us all the time if we fight a lot, because I guess there's this idea that brothers in a band together must fight all the time. Maybe that's Oasis started that. And we don't really at all, and people are always very surprised that we get along with one another.
What do you enjoy about each other, about playing music with your sibling?
We certainly know each other really well, so we're able to like gauge what the other one is feeling or thinking during a song.
It's really easy to be on the same page while we're playing.
Yeah.
You know, we can look at each other and both know. Usually, sometimes it doesn't work out. Usually we can both know where we're going. If one of us makes a mistake, the other one is like, oh, I knew you were going to make that mistake. And I'm right there with you.
That's happened a couple times tonight, actually.
This must have been a big past year for you since your dad passed. Was it helpful to be together?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time right after it happened together down at our mom's house. We actually like built an addition onto the house shortly afterwards, and it was kind of like a project that we all like came together on, which was really cool. And also us, we still live together actually, the two of us, Nate and I. So just being close together all the time is very helpful.
I'm gonna lay down my burden for a while. I'm gonna lay down my burden for a while. Sit upon the bank and watch the big ships roll by. I'm gonna lay down my burden for a while. And sometimes I get to missing my home. Sometimes I get to missing my home, where the warm air winds through the maple and the oak. Sometimes I get to missing my home. Jumped in. I'm gonna wait. to the water for to swim.
I would like to thank our guests, Nathan and Matthew, Tough Old Bird, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, Cheryl Renfro, Adam Schrodinger, Kate Heinonen, and Dave Kelleher. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Hey, once again, let's hear it for Tough Old Bird. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Matthew and Nathan, Tough Old Bird, for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.